Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a time when you were involved in a conflict. Conflict is an inevitable part of life, and being able to articulate your experiences with it is crucial for success in the IELTS speaking test. This topic frequently appears in IELTS exams, particularly in Part 2 and Part 3, as it allows examiners to assess your ability to narrate past events, express emotions, and discuss complex interpersonal situations. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you may encounter questions related to conflicts or disagreements. Here's an example question with a suggested answer. Question: Do you often have disagreements with people? Band 6 to 7 answer: Not really. I try to get along with everyone, but sometimes disagreements happen. When they do, I usually try to talk it out and find a solution. Band 8-9 answer: While I generally strive to maintain harmonious relationships, occasional disagreements are inevitable. I find that open communication and a willingness to compromise are key to resolving most conflicts amicably. In my experience, these situations often lead to greater understanding and stronger relationships in the long run. Part 2, Long Turn, Cue Card. Describe a time when you were involved in a conflict. You should say what the conflict was about, who was involved, how the conflict was resolved, and explain how you felt about the situation. Band 6-7, sample answer. I remember a conflict I had with my roommate last year. We were sharing an apartment, and the issue was about cleaning responsibilities. My roommate often left the kitchen messy after cooking, which bothered me. One day, I decided to talk to him about it. I explained how I felt and asked if we could come up with a cleaning schedule. He was surprised, but understood my point of view. We agreed to take turns cleaning the kitchen every other day. The conflict was resolved through communication and compromise. We both made an effort to stick to our agreement, and the apartment became much cleaner. I felt relieved after resolving the issue. It taught me the importance of speaking up and finding solutions together. Our relationship actually improved after this experience. Band 8-9, sample answer. I'd like to recount a significant conflict I experienced during a group project at university. The dispute centered around the distribution of workload and the overall direction of our research. The conflict involved myself and two other team members. One colleague consistently failed to meet deadlines, while another was adamant about pursuing a research angle that I believed was fundamentally flawed. To resolve the issue, I took the initiative to organize a team meeting. I fostered an open dialogue where each member could express their concerns without fear of judgment. We critically evaluated our project timeline, reassessed our individual strengths, and redistributed tasks accordingly. Additionally, we agreed to conduct a thorough literature review to determine the most viable research direction. This experience was initially quite stressful, but ultimately proved invaluable. It honed my conflict resolution skills and taught me the importance of clear communication, empathy, and flexibility in collaborative settings. The process of working through our differences strengthened our team dynamic and led to a more robust final project. In retrospect, I view this conflict as a catalyst for personal growth and an opportunity to develop crucial interpersonal skills. Follow-up questions. How did this conflict affect your relationship with the other people involved? Band 6-7. Answer. The conflict actually improved our relationship. We learned to communicate better and understand each other's perspectives. It made us more considerate roommates. Band 8-9. Answer. Interestingly, this conflict served as a turning point in our relationships. By navigating through our differences, we developed a deeper mutual respect and understanding. The experience fostered a more open and honest communication style among us, which not only benefited our academic collaboration but also laid the foundation for lasting friendships. It reinforced the idea that conflicts, when handled constructively, can lead to stronger interpersonal bonds and enhanced team cohesion. What did you learn from this experience? Band 6-7 answer. I learned that it's important to address issues early on instead of letting them build up. Communication is key in resolving conflicts, and finding a compromise can lead to better outcomes for everyone involved. Band 8-9, answer. This experience was profoundly enlightening on multiple levels. Firstly, It underscored the significance of proactive communication in preventing the escalation of conflicts. I also gained valuable insights into the art of negotiation and the importance of finding common ground even in seemingly polarized situations. Moreover, it heightened my emotional intelligence, teaching me to recognize and manage both my own emotions and those of others during tense interactions. Perhaps most importantly, I learned that conflicts, when approached with the right mindset, can be powerful catalysts for innovation and personal growth, often leading to outcomes that surpass initial expectations. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Question: how do you think conflicts in the workplace should be handled? Band 6-7. Answer: I believe workplace conflicts should be handled professionally and calmly. It's important to listen to all sides and try to find a solution that works for everyone. Sometimes, involving a manager or HR can help resolve more serious issues. Band 8-9. Answer: addressing conflicts in the workplace requires a multifaceted approach. Firstly, it's crucial to foster an organizational culture that views conflicts as opportunities for growth rather than purely negative occurrences. This mindset shift can encourage open dialogue and preemptive problem solving. When conflicts do arise, they should be addressed promptly and impartially. I believe in the importance of active listening and empathetic communication to fully understand each party's perspective. It's often beneficial to focus on interests rather than positions, as this can lead to more creative and mutually satisfactory solutions. In more complex situations, employing structured conflict resolution techniques, such as mediation or the Thomas Kilman Conflict Mode Instrument, can be highly effective. These methods can help identify underlying issues and guide participants towards constructive outcomes. Ultimately, the goal should be to transform conflicts into learning experiences that strengthen team dynamics and contribute to a more resilient and adaptive workplace environment. This approach not only resolves immediate issues, but also builds capacity for future conflict management. Question: do you think conflicts between countries can be resolved in similar ways to personal conflicts? Band 6-7. Answer: there are some similarities, but conflicts between countries are usually more complex. They often involve many more people and bigger issues. However, communication and compromise are still important in resolving these conflicts, just like in personal disputes. Band 8-9. Answer: while there are certainly parallels between interpersonal and international conflicts, the latter presents a significantly more complex and multifaceted challenge. Both scenarios benefit from principles such as open communication, mutual respect, and a willingness to compromise. However, conflicts between nations involve a myriad of additional factors that complicate resolution efforts. International conflicts often encompass historical grievances, cultural differences, economic interests, and geopolitical power dynamics that are absent or less pronounced in personal disputes. Moreover, the stakes are invariably higher, potentially affecting millions of lives and global stability. That said, some conflict resolution techniques can be scaled up for international use. Diplomatic negotiations, akin to mediation in personal conflicts, play a crucial role. International organizations like the UN can serve as neutral third parties, similar to mediators in interpersonal disputes. Track 2 diplomacy, which involves unofficial dialogues between non-state actors, mirrors the informal conversations that often help resolve personal conflicts. This approach can build bridges and foster understanding outside the constraints of official negotiations. Ultimately, while the basic principles of conflict resolution may be similar, addressing international conflicts requires a much more nuanced, patient, and multifaceted approach, often involving long-term strategies and the coordination of multiple stakeholders. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To foster, fuster, verb, to encourage the development of something. Example: we need to foster a culture of open communication in our team. Catalyst, list, noun, something that causes an important event to happen. Example: the disagreement acted as a catalyst for positive change in our relationship. To navigate, verb, to find a way through a difficult situation. Example: we successfully navigated through our differences to find a solution. Multifaceted, multifaceted, adjective, having many different aspects or features. Example, resolving international conflicts requires a multifaceted approach. To preempt, preempt, verb, to prevent something by acting first. Example, by addressing small issues early, we preempted major conflicts. Resilient, resilient, adjective, able to recover quickly from difficult conditions. Example, our team became more resilient after learning how to handle conflicts effectively. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing conflicts, use a variety of vocabulary related to conflicts and resolution. Practice incorporating words like mediate, compromise, and reconcile into your responses. Develop your ideas fully. Don't just state what happened. Explain your thoughts, feelings, and the implications of the conflict and its resolution. Use a range of grammatical structures, including complex sentences and conditionals. For example, if we had communicated more clearly from the start, we might have avoided the conflict altogether. Practice narrating past events fluently, paying attention to your use of tenses. Be prepared to discuss conflicts from different perspectives, including personal, professional, and societal levels. Reflect on real-life experiences with conflicts. Authentic examples will help you speak more naturally and confidently. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and a natural conversational style while showcasing your language skills. For more tips on handling different IELTS speaking topics, check out our guide on describing a time when you worked with someone from a different culture, which can provide additional insights into discussing diverse interpersonal situations.